Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
City, you are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Joe Lacob with Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard. Now he's part of the Odyssey family, the TK show. That was after the Dallas Mavericks loss on Sunday, 143-133. So Lacob was in a giving mood for a few minutes talking to Tim Kawakami there. Evan Barnes is going to join us, and Evan Barnes has been a friend of the program for a long time, friend of mine for a long time, now at Newsday Sports out there in New York City. And he's been on the beat all over the place. Memphis Grizzlies, he was covering the Brooklyn Nets. Now he's covering the New York Giants, for crying out loud. And sorry, Evan, that was a dud of a game on Sunday as Evan Barnes is one of our producers. Sorry, rolled off the tongue. Sorry, Evan. Got the last name wrong. Evan Barnes joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands
guest line.
Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Evan Barnes, the real Evan, the only Evan I acknowledge. What up, Evan? How you doing, man?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm good, Bonte. Has it been that long that you forgot my name already?
Man, we got this Evan Giddings kid who ironically is a Chargers fan like you. He's a Chargers fan. He produces the afternoon show. So I don't know why he was in my head. I just Twitter popped up on my plays as I was looking for you. But the real Evan Barnes, you're the only Evan I acknowledge. This other guy's a chump.
My brother. It's good to talk to you, man. Shaq, it's always good to talk to you, too.
What's up, man? Hey, tell me about Dennis Schroeder. Like, what's he got left in the tank? Warrior fans are familiar with him, obviously, but making this deal, they need another ball handler. Where's he at right now in his career?
I would say that right now, you could argue Dennis Schroeder is playing some of the best ball of his career at this point. I mean, he has been really playing at a high level since the FIBA World Cup last year, and by last year, 23, when Germany won the FIBA World Cup. Schroeder was their best player on the team with Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner, you know, a couple other pros. And then in the Olympics, he played really well for Germany. And then he carried that over to the Nets, where he was bringing toughness, leadership, great ball handling. You know, they obviously were doing a two-guard lineup with him and Ben Simmons. But whenever Schroeder was on the court, there was a steadiness and there was an aggressiveness. He could still get his shot off. He could still attack the basket. So I think what the Warriors are getting is not just a capable point guard, but someone who can really come in, maybe stay that second unit, or if they're going to play him with Curry. He's played alongside Ben Simmons, so it helps Curry get off ball and get some easy shots. So you're getting a Dennis Schroeder that is playing at a really high level, despite this being year 12 in the league.
You know, Evan, what type of guy is he? Because, you know, he could be a pest on defense, right? And I could see him being annoying. We saw the clip the other night against Memphis where he's jawing back and forth with Taylor Jenkins. Who is Dennis Schroeder? What is he like in the locker room? How is he going to mess with the personalities that the Warriors do have and like Draymond Green and Stephen Curry and Jonathan Kuminga? Who is Dennis Schroeder, the person, off the floor?
Yeah, no, he's a pro. Like, this is a guy who comes in, doesn't take any crap. Obviously, he has a standard. He has the professionalism about him. This is a young man who, I guess to say young, he's younger than us, but this is somebody who has basically played at a high level since he was a young player in Germany, you know? So he's going to come in. He's going to obviously demand respect. He's not going to come in with a lot of the ego or anything like that. He's going to immediately see what the team needs. He's going to see, hey, how do I fit in, and then do his job. He's not going to come in being boisterous or whatever, but he will be assertive. He will definitely fit in with, say, Draymond, who is obviously going to speak his mind and whatnot. But Dennis Schroeder is going to fit in just fine. He's not somebody that you can just say, plug in, how is it going to work? He's going to plug in and just seamlessly fit in that locker room. The Nets, a younger team, really looked up to him, admired him for how he set a tone the minute he got there. They admired his professionalism. I use that word a lot, but really, that's the best way to describe him. So I think the Warriors are getting a guy who is going to come in, fit in very well, and immediately help, but also raise the culture of the locker room by teaching some of those young guys kind of how to be a pro.
In terms of all of the speculation with other players maybe that the Warriors were interested in, hypothetically Cam Johnson, or Cam Thomas. I don't know. I've seen a lot of different varying reports. What did you think of what the Nets got back and what the Warriors gave up? And should they have been interested in, say, Cam Johnson?
Well, first of all, you have to understand what the Nets are trying to do. The Nets are in a position where this year is a rebuilding year, where their goal is, we want to get into the top five of this draft lottery, no matter what. That's why as soon as Sunday's deadline came where players can be traded, they probably said, hey, if we can trade somebody, let's go ahead and make it happen. So Dennis Schroeder obviously became the first player on that team to go. So I would say if you were looking at maybe Cam Johnson, the asking price is going to be a little bit higher for Cam Johnson, because while Schroeder is a good player, Cam Johnson obviously is younger in his prime. 40% shooter from three with size, also playing some of his best ball right now. I think that asking price would have been a little bit too high for what the Warriors want to do, because obviously, you know, the Warriors have a really deep roster they want to get into. So trading Melton, who obviously I really have loved Melton because I covered him in high school, trading him with that contract probably made the most sense, as well as getting rid of those second-round picks. So I think the Warriors probably didn't have to give up a lot, but the Nets will appreciate having more second round picks because they're trying to stockpile picks. They're kind of taking that OKC model of let's get as many picks as we can and then worry about the rest later. So I think that the Warriors, You know, you didn't really give up a lot to get Shooter, but you got a player who can help you right away. Unfortunately, with Melton's injury, we'll have to wait to see next year what he can bring to a team.
Yeah, Evan Barnes here on the River Islands guest line, of course, covers the New York Giants now for Newsday, formerly on a Brooklyn Nets beat. Why do you think Schroeder's been on so many different teams over the course of his career? We heard the infamous story about giving up the bag with the L.A. Lakers where they offered a boatload of money. He's like, nah, I'm good, and probably never saw that money again. But what's the deal? Because you follow the L.A. teams as closely as you do the Brooklyn Nets or whatnot because you're from L.A. Why do you think he's been on so many different teams, Evan?
You know, it's fun, Vontae. One of my good buddies in the Bay asked me that, too. And it's hard to say because he is a pretty good character guy. Like, I haven't heard anything about his character or him being someone that's hard to deal with. I can tell you the Nets thought very highly of him while he was there. You know, it's hard to say. I just don't know. But I do know that he is a really, you know, solid player in this league. Right. It's just very strange when, you know, maybe it's a contract he has or it's an easily tradable contract, right? It expires after this year. Maybe that's an easy piece to get rid of. I don't know. There's a good chance Schroeder might be playing for another team next year. And then we say nine teams in nine seasons, right? I'm not sure, but I do know that Schroeder is somebody who can be very firm about what he wants. Schroeder can be very firm about, you know, his role. But from what I saw in Brooklyn, he is a quality player. So I don't think it's a character thing. So I don't think Warrior fans need to worry about character or any of that. Like, he is a good character guy in terms of what he brings to that locker room. So it might just be the nature of the business, which is strange for someone who has been as productive as he is.
Look, he was in Atlanta for 5 years. They were trying to compete for playoff spots or whatnot. But then I look at the teams that he's been on, Evan. OKC, during a period where they were rebuilding and tanking for picks. The LA situation, obviously, they moved off of him. Boston, they moved off of him. But Toronto, a rebuilding team. Houston, at the time where he was there for 15 games, rebuilding. So wrong situation at the wrong time for Dennis Schroeder. Just hasn't really been able to latch on to a contender here. Real quick, because you're on the Giants beat now. I'm so proud of you for covering the NFL. That must be a lot of fun. You're now going to the NFL Combine soon, Evan. You got to go dress up for Indianapolis. You got the NFL Draft. You have Malik Nabers. You may have Shedeur Sanders in your life soon, Evan.
Man, you make it sound so good. I mean, honestly, that's kind of how it feels, man. Like, I'm learning how to adjust from the NBA to, you know, this is not week three for me on the NFL beat. And literally, the biggest story was Malik Nabers playing catch with Shedeur Sanders last Friday, since Shedeur was out here for the Heisman, supporting his boy Travis Hunter. So, it's interesting, man. Like, the Giants are obviously not a good team. They're they have the NFL's worst record. All signs are pointing to what's going to happen in the draft. But I can tell you, man, Malik Nabers is fun to watch. He's a great player. I can tell you that Shedeur or Cam Ward, whichever one comes here, I think Giants fans will be happy given the poor quarterback play they've had to suffer through this year. There are up to four quarterbacks who have thrown passes in a game, which is the first time that's happened since 1992 when I was a small tyke and Vontae, you were up here rooting for Steve Young taking over for and injured Montana, I think, that year or whatever. So, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. It's cool. But, yeah, the Giants, they got a lot of work ahead of them.
Before we let you go, real quickly, Evan, because we're up against it, we appreciate the time today. Brian Daboll, Joe Schoen, they out the door, or what's the Mars going to do here with their coaching staff and the GM?
We will see. John Mara basically gave Daboll a vote of confidence earlier this year. But if this Giants team, which is on a 9-game losing streak, if they lose the rest of the season, there might be some tough conversations. I don't know. We know the fans are fed up. We've seen two planes fly over the stadium the last two games with messages about protests. We will see.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the New York Giants beat, Evan. Definitely a lot more.
What am I walking into? I love it.
Oh, man, I'm proud of you, man. You're over there doing great your stuff. Thing at News 8 again. Evan Barnes, not Evan Giddings. Evan Giddings does a fine job here at 95.7 Game. Evan, always appreciate the time. I'm sad that I missed you last time you were out here with the Brooklyn Nets when they lit up the Warriors on that Monday night, man. What a disaster that was for the Dubs.
Hey, man, that was tough. That was a tough game. Fun game for the Nets, but the Warriors, man, I was not expecting that. We all were kind of shocked in press row, but, man, always good to be in the Bay. I wish I could have seen you, brother, but, hey, keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. You know I love you, and thank you for having me, man.
Anytime. Evan Barnes here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 Game. Covered the Brooklyn Nets for Newsday. Now he just moved over to the beat, for the New York Giants 3 weeks ago. So knows Schroeder very, very well. And I believe the Warriors are getting a pro. I want to get back to Schroeder because he had some calls on Brock Purdy. And he talked about the NFL and they're protesting. Think about that, Niner fans. They're flying planes over in the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium out there in Jersey, flying planes over protesting games. Protesting. Back in the day, we're not even close to doing that right now.
It was like a decade ago.
Yeah, back in the day. Decade ago. They've done it before.
Is that back in the day?
Yeah, well, decade ago.
I think back in the day is like 2 decades ago.
I'm kidding.
Ago.
All right. Am I wrong? Back in the day, a decade ago.
No. Right. I don't mean to slice this up. It wasn't that long ago that Niner fans were
It was a decade ago. We've come a long way.
We're
not going to sugarcoat.
Yeah, well, it was a decade ago.
Vote of confidence. That should just come with a knife right in your back.
He's not happy. I can't believe they went to Daniel Jones route, but Niner fans.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.